What's up, everyone? It's Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. With me here today is the woman who is going to be challenging against Rhea Ripley at Survivor Series in hopes of becoming the Women's World Champion, Zoe Stark. Zoe, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's so nice to see you again. And I'm going to start things off right like this, Zoe. When I see everything that has happened for you on the main roster, that is like the dream in terms of the way that things have really gone for you, because you got into the main roster, you got into Raw, and things have exploded for you, being aligned with Trish Stratus, getting to wrestle Becky Lynch, and now you're wrestling Rhea Ripley. I know this is a broad question to start with, but man, what has the experience been like on the main roster?
It's been great. And honestly, like almost a little overwhelming to where when you put it in perspective of everything that I've done so far, it's insane. You know, when I got drafted, I never thought it would happen this fast. So to actually be in this position is so cool.
Yeah, seriously. Now, I want to kind of rewind a little bit to get to the draft portion of it all. When you were drafted, like, what was your reaction? Like, what did you think?
I was excited. I mean, I like broke down and cried a little. I was trying to hold it together and everything, but this is what I've worked so hard for, to be able to get an opportunity on the main roster. So to have it now, it's so hard to even put into words. I'm so incredibly happy every single time I walk into an arena and I get to look around and see the whole setup. Like it's so surreal to be able to just look up and look around and be like, oh man, I get to perform in front of all these people tonight.
Yeah.
Every single Monday, you know? NXT, it's about 300-400 on a good day. So to be able to perform in front of thousands, it's insane.
But that's the thing though, Zoe, and this is where I want to get at too. Like, when we see, obviously everybody sees what you've been doing. You're great in the ring. We know that, all of that. It's one thing for people to be like, okay, she's ready. She's ready to go to the main roster, right? And to have that call-up moment. Internally for you, what were you thinking, I'm ready? Or was there anything that you were nervous about? Or were you just like, let's go. Whatever happens, happens.
More of let's go. Whatever happens, happens. I think we all end up getting a little bit of insecurity of like, oh man, there's a lot on the line here, and if I screw it up, that could be it. But also you can't really think of it that way, so you have to be completely focused of all right, whatever you throw at me, I'm gonna knock it out of the park.
That's true. I love that mentality that you have, because I think that's what's gotten you pretty far. That's the thing though, because NXT was your home, like that was the place that you were used to, right? Was it hard to leave that world?
For sure. Yeah, definitely it was very hard to leave that world. And you know, in a weird way, like, yeah, I'm on the main roster now, but I've seen all these main roster people kind of do a little thing on NXT. I'm like, I mean, that would be kind of fun. Just, you know, a little bit of here and there, but still be on the main roster. I mean, I made so many friends, and, you know, the coaches there, they're all, it's like family, you know, it's one big happy family there. So I definitely miss it from time to time.
Yes. Oh my God. So when you think about, because you were mentioning the big difference in terms of the audience, right? You got like 300-400 people on NXT. You got thousands on Monday Night Raw. That's a big difference within itself. But in terms of like just the format of the show, or even just like from a production standpoint, like what would you say has been the biggest difference from being part of the NXT brand and then being on Raw?
The live aspect. Yes, NXT is live, right? But they also kind of do things a little differently, to where you get to pre-tape certain things beforehand. You know, so that way it's not like, all right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, you are live. Raw, it is 3, 2, 1, go, you are live. Don't screw it up. You know, so that's the biggest difference, to where where it throws me off a little bit. There's a lot of adrenaline that comes from that, even though I'm not in front of the crowd and I'm backstage and I'm doing a live segment. It's almost like more adrenaline now, because you really can't screw this up. That's what people will remember right there.
Do you like it better though than like being pre-recorded?
I do. Yeah, because you get one shot and that's all you get, right? Like just like anything else in life, you only get that one opportunity. So better make the most of it and do what you can and knock it out of the park, like I already said.
I love this. So, like when you said, like one opportunity, one shot, immediately I heard the Eminem song in my head.
Right?
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, the second I heard it, it started playing in my mind.
So, Zoe,
and before we before we get into the Raw side of things, I do want to ask, because there's been a lot of big news over on the NXT front of things, with NXT being, they're moving to the CW next year, 2024, October 2024. Seeing that and having been in the world of NXT and just knowing everybody there and all of the work and everything that it takes to put on that kind of a show, what are your thoughts and how do you feel like just knowing that NXT, a place where you came from, is only continuing to grow and expand?
I'm excited for everyone there on NXT to get this opportunity. And it almost feels like NXT is turning into a third brand a little bit. So I'm really excited for them to get this opportunity and really make the most out of it.
Nice. Is there anybody that you're like looking at over on the NXT side, someone that maybe you didn't get a chance to work with while you were there, or just someone that you're really proud of to see their growth?
Lash Legend. I'm really happy to see that she's going to Deadline to do the Iron Survivor Challenge match. Super happy for her. And Fallon, like those two girls, they work very, very hard. So I'm super happy to see what they're doing on TV right now.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Zoe, I do want to hop into what you've been doing over on the main roster. And I want to start with the big one. And that is that you had an alliance with Trish Stratus for a good time. And Trish Stratus, everybody knows Trish, right? She's done so much in the WWE. She's a legend. She's freaking awesome. For you to be able to kind of have, to get that Trish Stratus rub from the very beginning, were you surprised that that was like the first person that you would end up being put together with on the show?
Oh, for sure. I was not thinking that I'd be working alongside with Trish Stratus when I first got to Monday Night Raw. I thought it was just going to be a couple of small things here and there and then like a slow build a little bit. But no, they threw me right into the fire and had me hang out with Trish Stratus. So it was a lot of fun and I still learn a lot from her. She's absolutely amazing.
What have you learned from her so far?
The one thing I would say is like she's very big on her why for a storyline or a promo or a match. It's always trying to answer the why so that way the fans could grasp what's going on. So that's what I always try and take with me with every little thing that I do.
When you walk out, when you were walking out with her, or even when you're walking out for a big match, do you have like any sort of preparation that you make sure you do beforehand? Like, who are you right before you go out of that curtain? Like, how can we find, like, what are you doing?
Freaking out a little bit. Always a little bit of a freak out mode. You know, I do a little warm up for my knees. And then I say a little prayer and go out there and kill it.
Okay. So speaking of going out there and killing it, some of the best work that I've loved what you've done with Becky Lynch. We were already talking about Trish Stratus and having the whole rub from Trish Stratus, but then you're in there with the man, Becky Lynch. And like she says, welcome to the big time, right? It really is this huge sink or swim moment. For you, what was that like to get to wrestle her, be in promos against her, just like all of the stuff that you got to do with Becky? And how did that make you feel?
Well, you know, a little scared because this is someone who's on the top of the food chain, you know, she's done it all, you know, so to be able to share a ring with her or share the mic with her, you know, I'm just sitting back and trying to learn as much as possible, whether she's giving me advice or just sitting there and watching her and watching how she reacts to certain things. But yeah, to share a ring with her, you learn so much from her. She's absolutely amazing. If I take the character stuff out of it and everything, as far as our storyline goes, she is so fun to work with and you learn so much from her, and she's a superstar. She's great.
I love that. Have you had like any big challenges on Monday Night Raw yet in terms of things that you thought, oh my God, I can't do this, but then you did it, or things that you're like, oh, I could do this better or whatever. Like for you, what would you say have been some of those challenges?
Definitely promo, you know, I'll be a little cocky here. I'm great inside of the ring. I know that, you know, I'm very athletic and I know what I'm doing when I step through those ropes. But promos can be a little bit challenging from time to time, but I feel like every single time I go out there, I'm getting better and better and better. And really at the end of the day, that's all anyone could really ask for. you know, and, you know, people could sit there and make fun of my promo work or say whatever, but they're not doing it. They don't know what it's like to have a microphone in your hand and you're talking to one person across the ring with fans chanting and saying whatever, saying the what chant. So they could critique and do whatever they want. But unless you have been in that ring doing exactly what I've been doing, you can't, I'm not going to take your advice and I'm not going to listen to you. You know, so definitely the promo work is one thing that I've been working on. And I feel like every time I go out there, I'm getting better and better. And I go to Paul Heyman, and I do go to Becky Lynch. And, you know, I try and ask these questions to make sure that I'm putting out the best product possible.
So when you mentioned going to Paul Heyman and Becky Lynch, I feel like those are two, some of the best people to go to in terms of the promo work. But you're right, though. It is. I can only imagine how terrifying that must be. And of course, with anything, right, anything that's done nowadays, there's all of this like social criticism, right, where it's like, oh, this person didn't do good, whatever. But do you just like, how are you with that? Like, do you just let it roll off easily? Like, do you even look at that? Like, I almost feel like you probably shouldn't, right? Because then it messes with your head.
I don't even look at it. I don't even give it the time of day. You know, like anytime I do have a problem, like I said, with Paul Heyman or Becky when we were working together. But one of the people that have been really big in helping me is Trish. She's literally a phone call away anytime I have questions or how should I say this word or how should I, you know, present this promo. She will take time out of her day. And she'll sit there and go over it with me over and over and over until I got it, you know? So I really don't even look at these other, don't look at the critiques. I'm worried about what Trish thinks or what Hunter thinks or what Paul Heyman thinks, not what a kid online in his mom's basement thinks.
I love that, Zoe. I seriously do. Okay, so we were talking about the challenges, right? All right, let's get that out of the way. Favorite things so far, like being part of the main roster, favorite moments that you've had where you're like, pinch me, is this freaking real right now? What have those moments been for you?
There's a couple of them. Main eventing Raw. Okay, never thought that would happen so fast. So that's a big one right there. Let's see. Coming out to at Crown Jewel for Trish Stratus and Becky Lynch's match. You know, I was kind of freaking out under the ring there for a second, thinking like, this is crazy that this is even happening right now. And then my first one really doing the Royal Rumble, my first ever Royal Rumble, where it's like, okay, this is kind of the time to show them that I can hang with these girls.
So, okay, I need to rewind a little
bit. There's going to be many more.
I need to rewind a little bit to being under the ring. Yeah. Do you got any stories with that? What was that experience like?
Hot. It was very, very hot. And luckily they had a monitor under the ring to kind of, so I could kind of watch what's going on between Trish and Becky. And I had to remind myself that I had to go out there in a couple minutes because I kept getting lost in what they were doing. I was just a fan watching them. And the next thing I know, Trish comes under the ring. She's like, all right, kid, you're up. And then she gets pulled out. I'm like, okay, I guess it's time.
You're like, I gotta go and do this. Oh yeah, my God, that's so I have to do it now. Oh my God. I love that. I love that. All right. One final question. And of course, this is the big one. You are going to be facing Rhea Ripley. Survivor Series War Games. It's coming up. We're just a couple days away now. I was about to say weeks, and then I looked at the date and I'm like, wait, no, it's days
it's
away
coming
now.
Up. Yep. Yep. Yes. Coming up.
how are you feeling heading into it?
I'm really excited for this one. Before I even went on, like came to main roster, I said I've always wanted to wrestle Rhea Ripley and be able to have a good storyline with her. And now we're here. You know, it's that time for it. So I'm completely ready and I'm prepared for it. And we're going to have a hard hitting match and it's going to be exciting.
Oh my gosh. What would it mean to you to win?
Oh, the world. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've been busting my ass for so long. So to be able to have a title around my waist and the title, by the way, That really shows that the company's behind you and things are going to be great.
I love that, Zoe. And I truly meant, by the way, what I said earlier at the top of this interview was that like you have had one of the best rises from an NXT call up over to the main roster, because I truly think that they have put you in a spot where like people are seeing you wrestle in the ring and are like, damn, holy shit, she's so good, right? And the people that saw you on NXT, they already knew that, right? But you got new audiences that are being introduced to you. So I want to make sure you know that, because it's been freaking awesome to see you get to have that experience. Before we go, let the people know where they can follow you, show you some love, and you know, social media stuff.
Just X and Instagram on Zoe Stark WWE. Sorry, I wanted to call it Twitter. It's very hard for me to get used to saying X.
I say Twitter now. I don't even care.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
sticking with Twitter forever. That's like the permanent thing. I haven't called it X one time. I'm like, everybody knows what we're talking about, right?
Awesome. Yeah, exactly.
Zoe, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to see you again. And for everybody watching, do not miss Survivor Series War Games, November 25th, airing on the Peacock. And we'll catch you guys on the next interview.